Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the self-titled CD from Mike Bryant and Paul Brown, and their wives, Marsha Brown and Terry McMurray. We heard Roscoe, a great old-time fiddle tune. Their CD is on old-time Tiki Parlor Records. This week, we continue with our two-part feature, Ride That Train, featuring new and classic railroad songs. We'll lead off with Norman Blake and The Last Train from Poor Valley, from my very favorite Norman recording, Fields of November, on Flying Fish Records. More new and classic railroad songs on Ride That Train Part 2 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Here's Norman Blake.
It was good one time, everything was mighty fine. The coal tipples roared day and night. But things, they got slow for no reason that I know. And the ill winds, they hove in the sight. Now the mines all closed down, everybody laid around. There wasn't very much that you could do, except stand in the line, get your rations gripped on time. Woman, I could see it killing you. Now the soft new snows of December lightly fall my cabin round. Saw that last train from Poor Valley taking brown-haired Becky Richmond bound. It's been coming on, I knew you soon would be gone. Leaving crossed your mind every day. Then you said to me, things are bad at home, you see. I think I'd better be on my way. I should blame you now, I never could somehow. For a miner's wife, you weren't cut out to be. Well, it wasn't what you thought, just some dreams, Lord, you bought when you left your home and ran away with me. Now the soft new snows of December lightly fall my cabin round. So that last train from Poor Valley taking brown haired Becky Richmond bound. Lightly fall my cabin round. So that last train from Poor Valley taking brown-haired Becky Richmond bound. So that last train from Poor Valley taking brown-haired Becky Richmond bound.
Here's a story song of an old railroad legend that treads on the very edge of the supernatural.
On a cold and rainy night, I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a mile post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below, I could hear her whistle blow, and I thought, Lord, that's a high and mournful sound. Then the telegraph again, there's a cave in at the mine, and 100 men are buried beneath the ground. Lord, she's coming now, I see, round the bend and straight at me, and her boiler's glowing red as coal in hell. The headlights switching wide, searching all the mountainside, but the only sound she's making is a wail. Then I recognize the train by the number and the name. It's the miner's Silver Ghost 041. Then she vanished up the track by the lonely switchman's shack, like a mother who was looking for her son. Now I heard a story, how an engine went to glory over 50 years ago on this same line. It was steaming for a cave, and there were men who needed saving, but it missed the curve and trestle near the mine. And every now and then you'll hear a whistle on the wind if the mountain slides and many men are lost. It's a high wailing, searching up and down the mountain. It's the train they call the Miner's Silver Ghost. The train they call the Miner's Silver Ghost. The train they call the Miner's Silver Ghost.
Thank you.
woman back when I'm tired of living all alone. And so, Lordy me, and so, Lordy my, well, I'm tired of living all alone.
On a dark, stormy night, not a star was in sight, and the north winds came howling down the line. With his sweetheart so dear, stood a brave engineer, with his orders to pull old number nine. With a tear in her eye, she kissed him goodbye, the joy in his heart he could not hide. And the whole world seemed bright when she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Wheels hummed a song as the train rolled along, and the black smoke came pouring from the stack. And the headlight that beamed seemed to brighten his dream of tomorrow when he'd be coming back. As he rounded the hill, his brave heart stood still, for a headlight was shining in his face. And he uttered a prayer as he threw on the air, for he knew that he'd run his final race. And he asked them to raise his weary head. And this message he sent as his breath slowly went, to the sweetheart who thought that she'd be wed. There's a little white home that I built for our own, where I dreamed we'd be happy by and by. And I'll leave it to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at that golden gate. Goodbye.
There are perhaps hundreds, if not thousands, of train songs all about real train wrecks. But the wreck of the Number 9 was not. It was written by Carson Robinson, all about a young engineer who was about to be married, and he had a wreck the day before his wedding. That's from Jim Queskin's recording, Unjugged, on Hornbeam Records. And before that, we heard from Frank Lee, who's the master banjoist with the Freight Hoppers, and his recording Gourdhead, Tackhead banjo tracks. And we once again heard a rendition of Reuben's Train from Frank Lee. And before that, a Merle Haggard tune I had never heard before, The Silver Ghost, that comes from the recording My Love Affair with Trains, that's been reissued on BGO Records, from Merle Haggard. And we let off that set with Norman Blake and The Last Train from Poor Valley, from Fields of November, on Flying Fish Records. We are listening once again this week to classic and new train songs. Here's a new recording from Grant Dermody. It's called My Donny. And this is a traditional tune called Morning Train, featuring the accordion of Corey Ledet, and also playing rubboard, by the way, and Dirk Powell on the harmony vocals. Here's Grant Dermody on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Oh, outside, another yellow moon has punched a hole in the nighttime. I climb through the window and down the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trains are full with all of those Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Well, you wave your hand and they scatter like crows. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without.
My feet won't take me there. just lay down and die. But I can't quite close my eyes, 'cause my mama said, now girl, you know we're bound to get there someday. It's a long, slow train we're on. It's a long, slow train we're on, made of blood and bone. Still moving on. Jesus said, ye are the light. I just pray he was right. My mama said, now, girl, you know we're bound to get there someday. It's a long, slow train we're on. It's a long, slow train we're on, made of blood and bone. Sometimes it feels like we'll never make it home, but we're still.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1947. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Mike Bryant and Paul Brown, and we heard Going Up to Hamburg. They were joined there by their wives, Marcia Bryant and Terry McMurray. That's on Tiki Parlor Records from Mike and Paul. And before that, we heard from Kate Campbell from her recording Damn Sure Blue and a tune called Long Slow Train. That's on Large River Music from Kate. And before that, from a brand new recording called Come On Up to the House, Women Sing Waits. A bunch of women singers who were playing and singing Tom Waits tunes. We heard Downtown Train from Courtney Marie Andrews. That's on Dual Tone Records. Come on up to the house. And we let off that set with Grant Dermody. He has a brand new recording on his own record label called Thunder River Records. And it's called My Donny. And we heard a tune called Morning Train featuring Corey Lede on the accordion and the rub board and Dirk Powell on the background vocals. And, of course, Grant on the harmonica. We're going to lead off this next long set with the quintessential railroad tune. Here's Steve Goodman from his very first recording and City of New Orleans on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Riding on the City of New Orleans, Illinois Central Monday morning rail. There are 15 cars and 15 restless riders, three conductors and 25 sacks of mail. They're all out on the southbound Odyssey, and the train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls past the houses, farms and fields, passing towns that have no name and freight yards full of old black men and the graveyards of rusted automobiles. Singing good morning America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. Yes, I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. And I was dealing cards with the old men in the club car, and it's penny a point, there ain't no one keeping score. Oh, won't you pass that paper bag that holds that bottle? You can feel the wheels grumbling through the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters, the sons of engineers, they ride their father's magic carpet made of steam. And mothers with the babes asleep go rocking to the gentle beat. The rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Just a singing good morning America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. And I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. Time on the City of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. It's halfway home, we'll be there by morning, through the Mississippi darkness rolling to the sea. And all the towns and people, they seem to fade into a bad dream. The old steel rail, it ain't hurt the news. The conductor sings his song again. Its passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Just a singing good night, America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. And I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. Just singing good night, America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. And I'll be gone a long, long time when day is done.
Time is drawing near. We'll have to walk down with the feet. train carrying Jimmy Rogers home. We've had some hard times these past few years. We lost the farm, almost lost our spirits too. Oh, but it's the strangest thing when we heard that man. Whistle blow, that old train is rolling slow. Sounds like it's crying for the singing brakeman too. Back to the sunny south he'll go, and he'll never roam no more. Here comes the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home. Whistle blow, that old train is rolling slow. Sounds like it's crying for the singing brakeman too. Back to the sunny south you go, and you'll never roam no more. Here comes the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home. There goes the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home.
Dixieland, though my pocketbook is empty, heart is full of pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, just waiting for a train. Oh, lady.
Train, baby, can't buy you a thrill. And I've been up all night, leaning out the windowsill. And if I die at the top of the hill, and if I don't make it, I know my baby will. Now don't the moon look good, shining through the trees? And don't the brakemen look good, flagging down the double leaves? Don't the sun look good, setting over the seas? And don't my gal look fine, coming after me? time's coming windows are filled with frost. I tried to tell everybody, but I could not get it across. I wanna be your lover, baby. Don't wanna be your boss. Just don't say I never want you. If your train get
how much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, cause I want to look around. Hey, porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, will you tell that engineer to ring his bell and ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell? Getting light outside. This old train is puffing smoke and I have to strain my eyes. But ask that engineer if he will blow his whistle, please, cause I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey porter, please get my bags for me. I need nobody to tell me now that we're in Tennessee. Go tell that engineer to make that lonesome whistle scream. We're not so far from home, so take it easy on the steam. Hey porter, please open up the door. When they stop this train, I'm gonna get off first, cause I can't wait no more. Tell an engineer, I said, thanks a lot, and I didn't mind the fare. I'm gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe that southern air.
In the back of a hack, I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke in the stack. Pile around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo. Woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo. Choo-choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, I need some compensation to get back in the black. I take the morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only thing that's open takes a man with a knack, so put it right back in a stack, Jack.
Choo-choo,
choo 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 boogie, woo woo, woo woo choo boogie, choo 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 boogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. I can peep through the crack and hear the train a-rolling while she's ballin' the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, so take it right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, choo-boogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack.
We just heard one long set of train tunes to close out the program. That was a fellow named V.L. Sutphin from down in Whitman, Maryland, and Lost Train Blues, recorded back in 1956 by Mike Seeger. And that's included on his collection called Close to Home, old-time music from the Mike Seeger collection. And he actually got his first harmonica from Henry Witter. That's on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, we heard from Asleep at the Wheel from their, I believe it's their first album, simply entitled Asleep at the Wheel, and Louis Jordan's classic tune, Choo 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 Boogie. That's on BGO Records. And before that, Johnny Cash and Hey Porter from the Total Johnny Cash Sun Collection on Curb Records. And before that, we heard a nice long version of It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry from Ronnie Earl and David Bromberg, from Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters recording Beyond the Blue Door. That's on Stony Plain Records. And before that, we heard Jimmy Rogers and Waiting for a Train from the Essential Jimmy Rogers on RCA Legacy Records. And before that, the Nashville Bluegrass Band and Greg Brown's great tune, The Train Carrying Jimmy Rogers Home. That's from a collection called the Nashville Bluegrass Band on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with Steve Goodman from his very first recording, 1971, self-titled on Buddha Records originally. We heard City of New Orleans. Hope you've enjoyed the past 2 weeks of train tunes. It's been an awful lot of fun putting them together for you. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1947.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening,